Well, people coming to the UK currently have to wait 3 months before they can get out of work benefits. But he says this could be extended if the British public and enough other European countries want it to happen. Well, let's talk about this now. Professor Christian Dustman is from the University College London. He's published a report looking into how much migrants claimed in benefits compared to people born in the UK. And Matthew Pollard is Executive Director of Migration Watch UK, an independent think tank which says it's concerned with current levels of immigration. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Professor Dustman, let me start with you, please. If you can give us an overview here in terms of what percent of the UK population is made up of EU migrants and what percent of the benefits bill is claimed by migrants. In I suppose what I'm saying, the bottom line is it skewed in any way? Are migrants more likely to claim benefits than not?
Well, yes, we have conducted research on this particular issue, which has been published early in November last year. About one third of immigrants who came to the UK since 2000 have been of EU origin, and concentrating on the group of migrants who arrived after 2000, we find that they were far less likely to claim benefits than UK natives.
And is this all benefits? It's not just this is all benefits, so working tax credits and the like, child benefit?
Sure, we could break that down. We have looked at the overall receipt of transfers and benefits, which of course include child benefits, housing benefits, and other forms of benefits. And what we find is that migrants from EU countries are 33% less likely than native-born UK natives to claim any form of benefits of that particular type. Okay. They have also, to the opposite, they have contributed far more in terms of taxes than they have taken out in terms of transfers and benefits. About 34% more in terms of taxes than what they have taken out in terms of benefits. So at the moment, if we focus on EU immigration, according to our work, there is very little concern that immigrants from EU countries are indeed free riding on the UK welfare system.
Okay, so if that's the case, Matthew Pollard, that EU immigrants are less likely to claim benefit but more into system than take out, I don't think anyone would suggest that immigration isn't a debate that needs to be had. Everyone would agree that we need to have a debate about immigration. But is this notion of benefits tourism really the debate that should be had?
Absolutely, I accept that EU migrants that have come to date take less out-of-work benefits than Brits on average. I wouldn't agree with the other benefits that you get in work, like working tax credit and a housing benefit. If we look at the migrants from Eastern Europe, they have very low rates of pay, on average about £8 an hour. And at that level, especially if you have a partner or children, you are claiming tax credits and housing benefit. But I accept Christian Dustin's point that the majority of workers, majority of people from the EU have come here to work.
So do you think we need to have a debate about, I mean, shouldn't we have more a debate about the cost of living and versus the minimum wage than about immigration per se? Because if immigrants add to our economic prosperity for what it is, as opposed to taking away from it generally, there are issues around immigration. No one would deny that. But the issues aren't really to do with our benefit system, are they?
Well, out-of-work benefit, well, just because fewer people claim out-of-work benefits that have come so far, I still think it's right for the government to try and restrict access. It's not an either-or system. And I think it goes against people's sense of fairness that the EU want an EU migrant to be treated exactly the same way as a Brit when it comes to out-of-work benefits. And it sort of undermines confidence in welfare system as well as the EU in general. But I would also dispute Dustman's point that there's a good economic benefit from migration. I don't think there's any economic case for mass immigration. Professor Dustman own work found that there's about £2 billion more a year contributed from the recent EEA migrants, which sounds a lot, but is very small in the size of the overall economy, and it works out at about 66p per person for the residents of the UK per week, which, you know, when you're factoring additional costs, which he didn't do, in terms of expanding the infrastructure for housing and for schools to cope with a rapidly growing population, there's no economic case for migration. But I do accept your point that, of course, there's other issues to deal with. Of course there is.
So no economic case for migration, Professor Dustman?
Well, yes, fine. So our study focuses, of course, the economic case for migration has to be made on many different fronts. Our study focused on the fiscal benefit of immigration, and we do find that immigrants from EU countries are, contrary to what Mr. Pollard just said, less likely to claim housing benefits. There is a particular part in that study who looks at that particular point. It is also not 2 billion, it is 22 billion.
Over the 10 years. That's over the 10 years. It's 2 billion a year.
Yes. That EEA immigrants have paid more in terms of taxes than what they have taken out in terms of benefits. But we don't really have to argue about these numbers. I think the bigger picture is that at the moment we have a debate about benefit tourism, which focuses on EU migration and in that way challenges the free movement regulations which we have in the UK as well as in other European countries, without having actually a basis which is based on facts and numbers, which gives much justification for having that particular debate at this particular point.
Can I just say that I agree that benefits tourism is not the main issue when it comes to EU migration. If you know, we would like at Migration Watch to see that the restrictions on welfare to apply to those in work, which are much larger in amount. So working tax credit and housing benefit you get if you're low paid in self-employment or in employment. Though, you know, unemployment benefit is relatively small, you know, as anyone will know who's been on it. But working tax credits and housing benefit are a lot larger in amount.
That's what I'm trying to say. So again, if you look at housing benefits, if you look at council housing, people who live in council housing, again, the numbers are much smaller for immigrants proportional to their population who come from the EU. So I think any debate about welfare tourism should be based on numbers. So if we are really concerned about that, then we need to put the numbers on the table, and I don't see those numbers on the table at the moment.
Professor Tussman, when you looked at the EU, I'm sure you'll agree, I've been through your work with a fine-tooth comb, you looked at the EU as a whole, and you've taken the French and the Germans and Western Europeans. If you look at the Eastern Europeans, the guys that are the main concern in the public at the moment, they have much lower wages than the EU as a whole.
You will recall our study from 2009, which was...
Yes, and I do recall that, and since then the welfare rules have changed.
Please, let me finish.
Okay, final word, yeah.
In that particular study, we do focus on A8 immigrants. We only focus on A8 immigrants who came since 2004, since the free movement regulation with A8 countries came into action. And again, we find that their contributions to the welfare system in terms of taxes have been far higher than what they have been taken out in terms of transfers and benefits. So that,
but that study is no longer relevant because the rules changed in 2011. We've looked at that study as well, and you know that in 2009, A8 migrants had to have been in work for a year before they could claim benefits. Now they're treated exactly the same way as a Brit.
Well, so I'm inviting you to do that particular study for the additional 2 years between 2010 and 2011. I doubt that your results would be dramatically different.
Okay.
So please,
well, don't worry, we're looking into it
before you start this debate.
All right, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Professor Christian Dussman from University College London, and also Matthew Pollard, Executive Director of Migration Watch UK.